So we kind of decided, we didn't decide, it just happened. Most of the show, by the way, for people who are asked all these questions, it's really an evolution.
Yeah. There's no meetings.
We don't have meetings. We don't really talk about
No. We in fact, that's if there's a rule, we generally agree not to talk about what we're going to talk about. Because we know that what will happen is we'll start talking about it, and then we bring it up on the show, and then... And it always suck. There's like,
It's like it's been rehearsed.
Yeah, there's no tension there.
Of course, you ran into Jeff Smith. In the morning. And so we ended up getting a bunch of these jingles and things, which some people complain about, but it paces the show well. It is a mockery of the other model, but it adds kind of a nice. I don't know what it is. The atmosphere is improved by it. The in the morning thing is used as a rim shot, generally, or should be, and it is often. So I say something funny, which is very common on the show, and then he hits the
rim shot. Or if you go off on a tangent.
So we have a bunch of these things which we use, and now we got a couple of questions.
By the way, that's an old radio trick for a segue. It's really, it helps transition the listener's brain from one segment to the next. It jars you for a moment there.
And if you listen to our last show, show 200, Adam was going off the deep end on some topic. He kept talking. It was way at least 2-3 minutes overdue to stop it. And I told him to play the Adam Curry's pet peeve of the day jingle, which I knew would transition. It would stop him in his tracks.
That's right. It also stops me. You're right. Yeah, it works perfectly that way.
So the show, here's from one of our listeners. The show you do today is very different from the show when you first started, e.g. personal anecdotes are gone. No, they're not. Audio clips and jingles are now prevalent. Originally less than an hour a week, it is now 4 hours a week, and listeners are now asked to contribute cash. Is the show where you want it to be, or are you planning more changes? The show just evolves, so we don't plan anything, although we do things individually that may or may not stick.
I'm on board with the evolution. Absolutely nothing is planned. I have my own things. John has his things. Sometime we might send each other a link from time to time, and even then, usually the link doesn't get discussed because we saw whatever, it's over. But we have a couple of common interests of things that are funny, that we think are funny. Usually they have to do with mainstream media.